After 22 years, Yosef's family becomes united again. And the word united may be a little bit of an overstatement, because that's going to depend on what happens afterwards. But 22 years after they sent him away, 22 years after they sold him, 22 years after they contemplated killing him, Yosef finally reveals himself. He has survived. He hasn't only survived, he's thrived. He's become the person who he had dreamed about from a very young age. And the brothers, though staring at him in the face, couldn't believe that this was really Yosef. Because the truth is, they underestimated him. They'd always underestimated him. And maybe that was part of the hatred, is that they underestimated him. In purely pragmatic terms, if they ever dreamed how successful Yosef would one day be, they never would have sent him away. Had they dreamed for a moment that what Yosef had dreamed about was not just delusions of grandeur, one would say again, in purely pragmatic terms, you make Yosef in charge. You make him in charge not because you want to accept him as the leader, but because he's that good. And the question arises, why is it that Yosef took 22 years to reach out to his family? This question has occurred and has tortured commentaries going back at least 800 years. The Ramban raises the question, but not even as a question. And the Ramban, in passing, says that it must be that Yosef's priority was that his dreams had to come true. It would seem to be that the Ramban understands that these are not merely dreams, these are prophecies. And therefore God has revealed to Yosef what would happen, and it had to happen. The strength for this approach is when one looks throughout Yosef's life, dreams are always prophecies. Yosef always sees the dreams as coming true, and the dreams come true. Be it the dreams of the stewards or the dreams of Paro or his own dreams, dreams happen. Yosef therefore knew that his dream would also come true. There are those who don't accept this. There's a commentary known as the Akedat Yitzchak, and he says that dreams, or for that matter prophecies, are God's problem. Man's problem is to do what's ethical. How could Yosef leave his father for all of these years and not let him know? Other commentators feel, how exactly do you reach out to your father without revealing the story? That Yosef's love and respect for his brothers didn't allow him to reach out to his father. Already one of the early commentaries, one of the Baalei Tosfot, Rav Shimshon from Sens, had that opinion. That Yosef felt that if he would reach out to his father would gain one son who he loved. Yaakov would gain one son, but Yosef felt that in the process, he would lose 10 if he were to find out what it is that those sons did to his beloved Yosef. Which means Yosef, who struck us in the beginning as being so selfish, now is selfless, and therefore doesn't feel that he has the ability to reach out. A contemporary, one of the great biblical scholars of our age, Rav Yoel ben Nun, turned the question on its head, and he suggested that maybe Yosef felt that Yaakov was in on it. And the reason he doesn't reach out is very simple. He feels that Yaakov doesn't want him. And whenever I teach this idea to my students, they're enthralled, and the truth is, many, many like it. I don't. They like it because there's something about this which rings true. But in order for it to ring true, we would have to see Yosef as being a confused teenager, somebody who's very unsure of his father's love, and somebody who therefore feels his father doesn't love him. I'm not convinced. According to Rabbi Ben Nun, only in this week's Parsha, when he hears the narrative from Yehuda that one son is dead, and what happens if something happens to Binyamin? Previously, when they referred to Yosef in their speech, they only said one is missing, a charinenu. So Yosef figured, that's the narrative in the family. One was sent away, and now he hears that they think he's dead. The problem with this is that within this family dynamic, Yosef was the favorite. And Yosef also knew the dreams, and the dreams would come true. But he had brothers who did things which were horrific. Reuven climbing into bed with his stepmother, Bilhah. And if you think about it, look at Yaakov's response. He didn't send him away. Shimon and Levi wiped out a city, and Yaakov doesn't send them away. We have among the brothers who apparently had taken spoils either from Lavan or from Shechem, which were idolatrous, which Yaakov tells them to get rid of. So the three major sins in Judaism, sexual sins, murder, idolatry, were done by his immediate family. None of them were sent away. Only Yosef is sent away. meaning that even though Rabbi Yoel ben Nun's explanation is plausible, it doesn't make it true. And it doesn't fit into character. Yosef is somebody who has so much confidence. Yosef hears a dream and he knows what's going to happen over at least the next 14 years. When Yosef had his dream, he knew what would happen over the next number of years. And it seems to be, if we follow all the details of Yosef's behavior, then the answer of Rabbi ben Nun does not really work. If Yosef felt that he was to be rejected and he was rejected, then all that he would have done is give them food. Think about the irony that he's providing food for his brothers, which is one of the dreams coming true, and then let them walk away. It seems to be that all the rings that he puts them through, all the trials and tribulations and tests, was in order to get to one point. Would the brothers do the same thing again? If they were given the opportunity to walk away from a brother, would they again walk away, or would they rally behind the brother? When Yehuda stands up, and he finally says to Yosef, "Let Binyamin go, his father loves him. If you take him away from his father will die." It's at that moment that Yosef realizes that the brothers have passed the test. Now they defend a brother. At that point, Yosef says, "I am Yosef. Is my father still alive?" And even there, Yosef takes his little piece of revenge. Yehuda just argued, if you take away the brother, take away the son that the father loves, the father would die. So Yosef says, "I'm Yosef. Is my father still alive? Did that concern you, what would happen to my father when you sold me?" But that's as far as Yosef goes with his revenge. The brothers have passed the test. They rally around Binyamin. And now, finally, after 22 years, the family can be whole again.